Hello, and welcome back to the Visionary Rising podcast. Today, I want to talk about something that every entrepreneur faces at some point or another, and that is when marketing or showing up in your business in a public-facing manner feels hard. We've all had those times where we're excited to share what's going on, where we can't wait to tell our audiences what's on our heart, where we're so pumped. And if we're lucky, that's going to be most of the time. But inevitably, there will be times in your business, and there's some key times like during a pivot, or if you have a launch that isn't going super amazing, or maybe if there's like a slow period and you're having trouble holding through, where it can start to feel really sticky and heavy to show up in our businesses and to execute on marketing. Sometimes it can manifest as a creative block. Sometimes it can manifest as knowing exactly what to do and not doing it. And I've distilled down three major reasons that this can happen to us as entrepreneurs. And today I want to diagnose and just give you some food for thought on three key areas. One of them is confidence that can take many different forms. I'm going to break that down today. The second is structure. So if the actual way that your marketing is set up, if the way that your pathways to the offers are set up is clunky and tangled, and it just feels really messy and heavy, that can be another thing. I'm going to dive into that today. And then, of course, the third thing that I want to address is when it's a lack of results and there's that frustration. And I'm going to talk about some of the things that I see people doing in this time that can actually make things harder and take longer, and what you can do instead and how to really look at things objectively, even when there is a lot of emotion tied into it. So let's get into it. Welcome to The Visionary Rising, the podcast for freedom-seeking, heart-led creative entrepreneurs, course creators, and online business owners. I'm Jody Brown, marketing-obsessed hairstylist turned content creation agency owner and visibility mentor, and I'm here to help you build your magnetic brand, grow your audience, and become the authority in your space. You'll get the most up-to-date conversations and strategies on visibility, marketing, social media, mindset, and entrepreneurship so that you can grow your business in a way that feels as good as it looks. Here, we keep it real and go beyond the basics. I'm obsessed with helping creatives get seen and heard and paid well for their work. Beyond a podcast, this is a movement. Welcome to The Visionary Rising. All right, so before we get into the three different areas that might be making your marketing feel harder than it needs to, I do just want to say that this is a completely normal feeling. And sometimes I talk to entrepreneurs who feel like this lack of ease in marketing is something that they're doing wrong, or is a sign that maybe they're not doing what they're meant to be doing. And I want to take a second to just let you know that that is rarely ever the case. Often it comes down to one of these three areas, and everything is a fixable problem. Sometimes with entrepreneurship too, particularly on the online space and in education, it's really easy to burn everything to the ground, right? Whether that is a funnel, whether it's an offer, it's really easy to cut things off and start over. And sometimes that is the right move. But I want to put this in context a little bit. For brick and mortar businesses, there are struggles too. There's always going to be challenges that come up in entrepreneurship. But with a brick and mortar business, I came from the world of hair. So I was a hairstylist behind the chair. And there's a lot more logistics when it comes to discontinuing something, right? Whether it comes to like closing down the business or even removing services, removing revenue streams, there are more logistics because typically you've got clients booked for these things. Typically there are almost checks and balances. And the reason that I bring this up is because there's always an element of reactivity when it comes to emotional decisions in business.
And so if we had those checks and balances in the online space, essentially what that does is give time to think it through and like really get clear on things, right? We don't have that. And so for that reason, I think it's really important to assess. So when you come up against some of these different issues, think about it. Is this me emotionally reacting in wanting to discontinue this product or wanting to pivot? Or is this going to serve me long term? Is this part of the long term goal? Because anytime there is a change or anytime things feel sticky, it's tempting to just throw in the towel and do something else. It's tempting to just call it off and start daydreaming about a 9-to-5. But I know for me, that's not going to be an option again. And so I like to really talk myself through any changes and decisions that I make so I can make sure that it is strategic and it's serving long-term me instead of just short-term instant validation me. And so that is just the thing I wanted to preface with, that it is completely normal. If it does feel hard or sticky or messy to show up sometimes, there is nothing wrong with you and there's likely nothing wrong with your business on the whole. It's just going to be a case of looking into different areas and seeing what needs to change, what needs to be tweaked, what needs to be evolved, and maybe what needs to be removed. And that is what can make the road to showing up and marketing again so much simpler and remove some of that stickiness. At the end of this episode, I am also going to share with you my absolute favorite tip for when I am in a creative slump or when it's feeling hard to show up and market. And yes, this happens to people who are full-time in marketing too, all the time. So again, there's nothing wrong with you, and make sure you stick around to the end of the episodes because I am going to give you that tip and it works every time. And all of my clients that I've shared it with, it has worked really well for them too. Okay, so let's dive into the first thing that could be making marketing feel hard. It comes down to confidence. Now, this is something that it's easy, even if you're really experienced, to fall out of. I see this come up a lot, particularly when there is a client of mine or in myself, when there's a pivot or there's something new coming out. And often we can forget all of the reasons that we are qualified to teach this thing or to offer this service. And that is the first thing that I want you to think about. When it comes to that lack of confidence or imposter syndrome popping up for you, think about all of the ways that you are qualified to do this thing. Think about all of the people that you have already helped. In my private podcast series, The Content Edit, one of my favorite parts of that series is called Authority. So if you haven't done that yet, go comment on any of my Instagram posts, the word edit, and I'll send you the link to that. You can DM me the word edit as well over on Instagram at It's Jody Brown, and you can dive into that on-demand private podcast series if this confidence piece is a big issue, because that's more of a forward-facing issue in terms of content, in terms of the way that you are showing up. Because if you are going through one of those inevitable periods where things feel harder or things feel a little bit more of that doubt and imposter syndrome is creeping in, then it's really helpful to remember who you are, remember why you are doing this thing, and remember the people that you have already helped. Now, if you're listening to this and you're like, I have no idea how to do this thing that I'm offering, then that is why the confidence isn't there. So you have to identify whether it is a skill gap, in which case, let's not be helping people with things we are not qualified or don't feel confident in on a skill level to do. But most of the time, that's not the case. Most of the time, it is, again, self-doubt, imposter syndrome, and all of those internal gross feelings that hold us back from doing what we are supposed to do. I'm going to give you a hot tip from the private podcast episode. This is just a small piece of what we talk about there. But one of the things that I really recommend that you do if you're struggling with one of those periods of self-doubt or indecision is to go back and look through your client case studies, look back through testimonials, look back through periods in your own life where you have overcome and actually helped either people or yourself with this particular thing that you are marketing. And that is going to help so much in terms of confidence. Sometimes confidence requires evidence, right? It requires evidence that we can do the thing that we are saying that we can do. Because at the end of the day, we shouldn't be marketing something that we don't feel confident in, right? So if you're feeling a lack of confidence in the transformation or in the skill, that's one thing. And again, that could be a skill gap that could require going back to basics and really reconnecting with what it is that you do and making sure that you have that skill set to be confident. If it is more of a self-doubt issue, then looking back at the evidence is so incredibly helpful. But the thing that I think it's really important to understand too is that just in general, having a little bit of imposter syndrome or having a little bit of self-doubt is not an indicator that you are not qualified, right? Whether you're qualified to do what you are marketing. And so if you can check that box, then you know it's a deeper issue. And it could be a case of doing little things to help you prove to yourself that you can do what you say you're going to do and building that self-trust muscle within yourself. And I find a lot of the time when it comes to internal worth, this could be a sign that you need to start getting back into some personal development practices, self-care, and just really making sure that you are taking care of the human behind the business. I know when I have bouts where, particularly during pivots, when I am feeling a little bit more doubt than usual, when I'm feeling a little bit less confident than usual, not overthinking it can be a huge piece. If you can just get out of your own head a little bit and you can just start putting things out there based on your knowledge, based on your expertise, often you'll find the magic through the action. It's not usually a case of thinking things to death that's going to give you that clarity and that confidence. It's that action and proving to yourself that you can do what you say you're going to do and proving to yourself that is going to work out. So that is my biggest tip when it comes to confidence. Look within, and it's a really beautiful balance of taking the actions to build the confidence, making sure the skill is there, and then also, of course, making sure that you are pouring into the human behind the business, because those feelings can also be a sign that maybe you're not looking after yourself in the way that you need to in order to feel your best. All right, let's move on to number two. This is structure. So structure is a huge piece for a lot of my clients that come to me that have some education. So either they built it and it is just standing on their website and they're not really talking about it, or maybe they've got multiple different programs and so they're not sure how to talk about each of them. Maybe it's a case of they're like, I don't want to promote this particular lead magnet because I don't have the email set up on the back end. So this is something where the structure could be why it's feeling hard. If you don't have that back end set up, it can feel really tricky. Now, I want to be clear. I don't think you need to have a fancy back end set up in order to start promoting your things. If this keeps coming back to you and this keeps being a block that you have, it could be really helpful to lay everything out, make sure there is a clear pathway to each of your services or programs or classes or educational offerings so that you can have that confidence and feel really clear. So looking at the structure is definitely an important piece. And this is actually the first thing that I do with my one-to-one clients. So we go through and we map out every single asset, every single program, every single funnel, all of the things, and remove the friction from those processes. So sometimes it's a case of cleaning things up. Sometimes it's a case of separating things. And really what I like to do is go in and get clear on what's working and what isn't. I've talked about this before on the podcast, but it's really important to not waste your time on problems that don't really exist. Because sometimes when things feel tangled, when there's a structural issue, when there's things that just aren't flowing within your marketing, it can feel really hard because you're not really aligned with all the structures and systems. And often what we find when we start to really investigate the structure here is that they have a lot more assets than they think they do. And there's a lot of things that they could be using to promote certain offers that are just laying on the back burner because there is a lot of stickiness in the process of actually promoting these things. And so once you get clear on that, it becomes so much easier and you get connected again with why you created these things in the first place. Again, this is the first thing that I do with my one-on-one clients. It's also something we do within the Escape to Elevate Mastermind and Retreat because it is such an important piece when it comes to laying out your brand, your messaging, what you want to be known for, and making sure that it makes sense with promoting your offers. And I think this is such an important piece that I actually created a training series that's going to be dropping on June 10th. So if you're listening to this at the time it goes live, you've got a week to get in at the early bird rate. If you're listening to this after it goes live, so if you're listening after June 10th, it is still going to be an incredible way to dive into really getting clear on your marketing, really getting clear on what you offer, getting clear on either your services. And this one is specifically for online business owners, educators, online service providers, and it is going to just give you an immense amount of clarity. Also, if you host events or classes, things like that, it's going to be really helpful in terms of getting clear on that. But if you want to go check that out, go comment refine on any of my posts or send me a DM on Instagram and I will send you the link to it. You can also find it at jodybrown.ca/refine. So it is absolutely vital to get this piece down in terms of the structure if your marketing is feeling hard. And again, multiple of my clients have used the word tangled to describe how they feel about their marketing when structure is the issue. Or they're like, I have it, but I don't know how to talk about it. Or I have it, but I haven't actually sold it. So if you're someone who has created a class or a package or something like that, and you have yet to launch it into the world because it feels messy and you're lacking structure, this is definitely a masterclass series that you want to check out. If structure is an issue, it's going to be something where you want to really diagnose this to remove any confusion that might be holding your audience back from buying. And more importantly, that's holding you back from actually selling and talking about what you have to offer within your business. All right, let's move on to the third one. And this can be a really tricky thing to get your head around in the moment because it can be really emotional. And that is when you are struggling with a lack of results. So this can particularly happen when you're switching to a different kind of marketing funnel, when you are switching your offer, when you're switching your messaging, and sometimes when your audience evolves, when the market evolves a little bit and it takes a minute to catch up in terms of your marketing. So this is the lack of results and the frustration that comes from that. And often what I see happen is marketing can feel hard if you feel like you're doing everything right, but you're not getting results. And we are so used to instant gratification that if it takes a minute to build something, which it usually does take a minute to build something, then it can feel really deflating and difficult to keep showing up when you are not getting that instant validation and you're not getting that instant hit of people joining your programs or signing up for your class or whatever that is. There's usually two things people do at this point. Number one, they try to find some brand new type of funnel, or they're like, I need to scrap this whole thing and start over, or I need to completely change the way that I'm showing up and all of these things. And often they'll do it all at once because there's this frustration. They're like, they just want a new plug and play so that they can just put into their business that will help them change it up. Now, I want to give you a little analogy here. When you first start painting, for example, let's go with when you first start art, right? The first thing I remember doing in my high school art class was actually they taught us how to properly like trace. So they would give you the tracing paper and then they would give you, so basically you would have an outline and that would teach you about the composition, all of these things, and then you would shade it in, right? That was step one. But over time, you no longer are doing that tracing, right? Because you're learning the skills, you're building those skills in order to get to the next level and become a better artist and to really do things in a different way. So it was grade 10 that we were doing the tracing. By grade 11, we were already creating our own art. We were creating our own paintings, we were coming up with our own concepts, all of these different things. Now, if I had half of a completed painting and I were to go and take that tracing paper and trace something over top of it that wasn't necessarily relevant to what I'd already created, what would I have? It would be like trying to shove a square peg in a round hole when it comes to the creation. And this is how I feel about when people have a funnel that's already partially working, where there's things that are great. And instead of trying to tweak the existing things that are working and leverage what's working to take it to the next level, they want to go and put an entirely new structure and plop it right on top of what they're already doing. Now, that not only is a ton of additional work, but it's also going to almost put you back a step. And I think that when people implement brand new funnels and brand new messaging, they don't necessarily view it as starting over, but in a way it is. So what you want to do is ensure you are giving things time to work. If you're giving things time to work, then it's going to be so much easier to show up in your marketing, because you're going to zoom out a little bit and look at the big picture. And that is what is so vital, because a lot of the time it takes a few iterations to get things right. A lot of marketing is getting the strategy in place, executing the strategy, giving it time to work, reviewing the results, reviewing the data, and then making tweaks based on that. If you're constantly starting over at square one, then it's going to be a lot harder to make that happen. Like I said, though, in this case, if you're someone who was at the very beginning of your journey, then that is when a lot of these like really structured funnel implementation things and following a really specific structure can be super helpful, because it's giving you those guidelines. It's giving you the structure in order to be creative. And so what's really important is getting to know your intuition and realizing when you're at the phase where, if you've been doing this for a long time, you've got data, you're even a couple years in the internet, that's a really long time. Then how can we tweak what's working and leverage that instead of starting all over? So while it is difficult to hold that while you are getting a lack of, so while I completely understand it is really hard to hold that when you're not getting results, and I'm not saying do the same thing over and over again if it's not working, but what I am saying is give it time to work and then tweak based on that, instead of getting that lack of results and being like, okay, it's not working, so I'm not going to talk about it anymore. It's not working, so I don't want to promote it anymore. If I'm not getting sales, then I'm not going to even bother. And that can be a really tough thing to do. But at the end of the day, that is what, over the past 4 years, I've seen that has set people who are still here, who are still going, who are climbing, and who have that sustainability, is the fact that they are not throwing everything out every 5 minutes. They are actually taking the time to let things work, to tweak it, and to really get strategic instead of letting the emotions control them. So while I totally understand this is easier said than done, and I'm not saying that to never have emotions about your business, because it's going to happen, but the more you can separate it, feel your feelings, but don't let your mood dictate your actions. Let your plan dictate your actions, and then assess and go from there. If any of these resonated with you, please send me a DM over on Instagram at It's Jody Brown. I would love to hear how this felt. And I'm going to now, as I promised, give you that tip that I use to get out of a creative funk when marketing feels hard. The easiest way that I have found to do this is to go back to my old content, repurpose, revisit, and put a new spin on existing ideas. I do this with podcast episodes, with Instagram content. I'm not talking about necessarily copy and pasting and just reposting old content. I'm talking about using your own content, your own brilliance, and your own thoughts as your inspiration. Instead of scrolling through Instagram Reels to get inspiration, use your own content for inspiration. Use what you have done that has worked for you as inspiration, and use the conversations that you're having with your community as inspiration. Because as soon as you start to reposition and think about your marketing as connection with your people, Obviously, like I always say, we can optimize and we do want to optimize. But at the end of the day, we want to be creating content for the people on the other end, not just specifically the platforms that we're marketing on. So I hope this has given you some new perspective on what it can look like when marketing is feeling hard, both from a mindset perspective, a structural perspective, and a results perspective. And so again, send me a DM over on Instagram at @itsjodybrown with your thoughts on this episode. I would love to hear them. And I will see you back here next week on the Visionary Rising Podcast.